Last chance for the Cats. Mental to Bartel. Fairy tale finish. Maybe, maybe. Yes! Mr. 300 Jimmy Bartel kicks the goal just before the siren to crown the night.
Good time, Jimmy! Let the good times roll!
What a night it was for the Geelong champion, Jimmy Bartel. For Essendon and Ford, proud supporters of Face Up to Domestic Violence, you can join the conversation using the hashtag FaceUpToDV. Morning, Jim.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, Jim. You're looking more and more like a Wookiee every day.
Exactly. Close to Chewbacca, aren't I?
It is. It's certainly getting its message across, and well done. And we say it each and every week, but well done on what you're doing. But congratulations on your 300th. A huge build-up, and probably you would have been more embarrassed than, or not embarrassed, but you would have been taken back by how much exposure and media and well wishes you would have received.
Yeah, you're right, Ox. Embarrassed is probably a little bit of the word. There's been some amazing people who've helped me along the journey, but, the support and the well wishes, not only from friends and family getting messages and phone calls throughout the week, but just, people in the street and supporters just, wishing me all the best and congratulating me was, just a really humbling experience.
Your 300th on Friday night, when you walked out onto the ground and every time you got a possession, the crowd went up. Is it... you've received a lot of accolades, but was that one of the days of football that you'll remember?
Yeah, certainly. I think from the start, I said to a lot of friends after the game and family, probably a highlight now for my football career has been able to walk my son out onto the ground through the banner. And before it, I don't think I understood the enormity of that, but as soon as it happened, I got a little bit emotional, which is hard to do in footy sometimes when you're stuck in the moment of the game, but it was something pretty special. And then, as you said, just getting clapped or applauded when I got a position, it just really makes you feel at home and like you belong. And there's a good couple of moments in the first quarter where Corey Enright and I shared the footy, so it would have sounded pretty funny to opposition supporters.
Jimmy, just on the nature of footy itself, you celebrate 300, then immediately talk turns to what next? And there was a story in the paper earlier in the week about your future and playing on and the possibility of having to consider playing in the VFL. What's your approach to that?
Yeah, you're right. It was pretty quick. It was 300 and then, you might have to finish up or play on. So, didn't give me much time, did it? But, look, that's probably something I've been thinking about for a number of years. It didn't really faze me. You've always got to prepare for life after football, and there's always the reality in footy. If your form's not good enough, you'll play VFL. So I didn't see that as any different to any other year when you discuss future contracts.
Would you be comfortable playing VFL footy though, Jim?
You don't go into a year planning on playing VFL football. So obviously the idea would never sit comfortably for you. You're there to play AFL football and you're there to play well.
Because I remember playing with a guy, Rod Grinter, who was asked to go back and play VFL footy and almost mentor and coach the younger kids coming through, and he embraced it. He took it on. But I know other players that have been asked to do that and they've just flat out said, no, I want to play at the highest. If I can't play at the highest, I'd rather hang them up. I was the same. I didn't want to play VFL footy. I wanted to play at the highest level. If I couldn't do that, I was moving on. Are you of a similar thought?
If I was to play VFL football, it'd be obviously... I'll be there playing to push my case for AFL football. I don't think, I'm a bit like you, I don't think I'd sign up for next year just to be purely a VFL footballer and, almost just use in case of emergency the old break glass option.
Yeah.
But, if I was playing VFL football, it'd be there to go back and press for selection. So I don't know whether that answers your question or not.
Jimmy Bartel's with us, Geelong champ for Essendon Ford, proud supporters of Face Up to Domestic Violence. You can join the conversation on social media. Use the hashtag FaceUpToDV. Some good things to come out of last week's game for the Cats. The win, obviously, very important, but the form of someone like a Reece Stanley, who could be the difference in terms of really challenging for the finals this year if he can continue that sort of form.
Yeah, spot on. He's... a unique beast. He's 200-odd centimetres tall and he's probably one of the quickest in the game. So athletically, he's incredibly gifted. But he just needs some continuity in his footy, which he's getting this year. I think we saw a glimmer of it last year. I think most people remember the Port Adelaide game in Port Adelaide where, the first half he was best on the ground by a mile. And I guess last week we started to see more of that, but as a forward, not just as a ruck. So, look, Reece just needs a good run at it with injury-wise, and we have no doubt those performances on Friday night will become more of a regular occurrence.
July is a tough month, and we hear it all the time, Jim, that the footy drops away, it's hard to get motivated, it's cold, it's dark, it's all the other stuff that we know about. When you get into August, is that the light at the end of the tunnel that you've been looking for?
Yeah, I guess as a footballer, and you know, Ox yourself, when you're playing for years, you know, once the sun comes out a bit, you know, the grass smells a bit better from when they cut it, you sense finals are on the horizon, and you know, everyone associates, you know, the sunshine comes out and you know, finals footy is just around the corner. But I guess that's where the good sides like Hawthorn and Sydney separate themselves every year, is that they just knuckle down in June, July when it's cold and hard work, and no coincidence that they always seem to be up near the top of the ladder.
Yeah, they are. The Doggies, were you impressed with their start? Even though they lost a couple of soldiers throughout the game, were you impressed the way they attacked the footy, and you think that they're still a threat?
Yeah, certainly. I admired the Doggies all year. Look, not only last week where they lost Libber and I think McRae, but every week they seem to lose a key player, but they just get another one in to fill the void, and they just play with some real spirit. You look at their stats, their contested footy and clearances and all that, you know, they call it, you know, those nitty-gritty sort of stats, tackles. They're always super high in that, and they're uncompromising the way they play that style of footy. So, look, I wasn't impressed because I expect that from the Doggies, from watching them all year. They've just been just a real hard unit.
A couple of players to maybe add to selection quandary for everyone at Geelong. Josh Caddy played well last weekend. I think he had 30 disposals in the VFL, laid 8 tackles after 6 weeks with a knee injury. And George Hall and Smith also had 36 disposals as well. And Scott Selwood with 28. So pressure on selection is exactly what you want in August and September, isn't it?
Yeah, you want depth on your list. Chris Scott's always said it's not going to be the 22 that's going to get us through this year. It's going to be 30, 32 players all year. And that's how you perform, is if you're getting lots of pressure from your side below, our VFL side, and you can throw in Darcy Lang, who's gone back and played some brilliant footy as well at VFL level. So everyone at AFL level has to be doing the right thing and playing well, because we've got guys who are ready to step up and actually play good footy. They're not just stepping up because we've got injuries. They're ready to perform.
Jim, I want you to take your footy hat off, and I want you to put your AFL PA board member's hat on.
Got it.
Back page of the Herald Sun today, media being given unfettered access like in the NBA and NFL, so they can get so you guys can get a set revenue percentage that you're looking for. Would that be a fair trade-off?
Yeah, I think so. We've always stated in the coming negotiations that we want a partnership model, and we see that as, you know, a great part of it. If we can work with the AFL to help grow the game, you know, get it out there, see different sides of players, promote the game in a different light. I guess probably the people to ask would be yourself, who's in the media. Would you like greater access to the guys being able to walk up and interview any player before or after a game?
Yeah, I think it'd be good. I think it'd be better for the members and the supporters to get access to it. I think if you've been in that inner sanctum, you know what it is. But for those that haven't, that's something very unique and very, you know, it's very raw. And I think in the NBA and the NFL...
And in Major League Baseball. I mean, I called some Major League Baseball,
you get
Jimmy.
Great commentary.
Yeah, and I remember calling the Diamondbacks and Dodgers games in Sydney, and I was amazed that you could walk into the dugout before the game and talk to Don Mattingly at the Dodgers. You know, legendary players would just be there, and they were more than happy to sit there and talk to you before and after the game. You could stand out there and watch batting practice, and there was no issue whatsoever, and it was fantastic, and they were so giving of their time. But the culture in AFL footy is just so very different. I think coaches would be having nightmares at the idea that
and media managers.
Yeah, that would it'd take a revolution to actually make it happen.
That's a bit of the thing. I think Daniel Menzel noticed it the most. It's stuff that we probably take for granted and seems like, oh, you know, fans and supporters wouldn't want to know that. But Dan Menzel was saying that was the biggest thing he took away when he did his doco and his comeback from his knee, just taking people behind the closed doors of, you know, what goes on every day. People have a real interest in that, and that's probably been a good learning experience for all players.
Hey, can you give us an exclusive? Is Scott Selwood making his debut for the Cats this weekend?
Oh, I can't give you an exclusive because I'm not sure. Yeah, sorry.
Better than 50-50?
Oh, yeah, everything's better than 50-50. We might need to get Barmy in the old
Barmy. Oh, yeah.
To vault. 2 to 3 weeks?
2 to 3 weeks.
Good on you, Jim. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.